Thank you, Mr. Chair. We do have specific comments on each of the paragraphs, but I would take your invitation to address the question of what we would like to see in the draft report and what we believe would be a report that would be worthwhile for us to adopt this week. But first, thank you, Mr. Chair, for preparing this draft statement. We appreciate your hard work, and we know that it takes a strenuous effort to prepare a document that would accurately approximate, well, that's an oxymoron, but approximate all of the positions that have been elaborated in this GGE. My delegation will exercise maximum flexibility with regard to the peripheral issues and the peripheral paragraphs, but we believe that there are essential elements here that I'm afraid my delegation would have little flexibility. And those elements are the referring to prohibitions and regulations, particularly in paragraphs 20 and 21. We believe that these two paragraphs or elements of these framework is essential to having a substantive report. And secondly, we do believe that in addition to enshrining this framework, it's important for the framing of this framework to encapsulate the different points of view and fundamental positions that have been expressed. So for example, we know that one view is that this framework must be based solely on international humanitarian law. And I think it's no secret that there are also those of us who think that this framework must be framed to something broader than international humanitarian law and incorporate also elements of other areas of international law as well as ethical perspective. This is not to say, Mr. Chair, that we will insist on our framing. We are open to engage with delegation to find a creative formula, a creative language that could be read as this framework being based also on compliance with IHL, but can also be read as this framework also taking into account ethical, relevant ethical perspective as well as other areas of international law. So those are the things that we think are essential for us to have a report, and we have said that we want a substantive report at the end of the week. And my ambassador has also said at the beginning of the week that if we want to really prove that this GGE is an appropriate forum for discussion, that we have to make it work. And when we say that we have to make it work, we mean a report, a substantive report that would demonstrate progress. Thank you, Mr. Chair.